Dear friends, let us begin our worship today by rising to sing hymn number 128, All Voices in Song Together. Please be seated and welcome to this first Sunday of Christmas worship service. If you're a guest with us or home from college or wherever you are, so glad you're here today on this first Sunday of Christmas. Christmas is not a day. Christmas is a season. 12 days celebrate this wonderful story that we've been getting ready for all through Advent. Now it is here, and for 12 days, we celebrate the Christmas season, not just the Christmas day. Now let me say a word of thank you, first of all, for those of you who made Advent Christmas time, Christmastide is actually the word, this Advent Christmastide, such a lovely, lovely season for all of us. It began when several of you got together and decorated the sanctuary so beautifully. And then those who, the choir, participated in the lighting of the candles. Christmas Eve, we had a wonderful turnout of visitors, and it was such a lovely, lovely service. I want to especially thank Mickey for awesome, awesome music on Christmas Eve. The bells, awesome. The prelude, the bells, the choir singing, all of that has made this just such a beautiful and wonderful time. Audrey and I would like also give a personal word of thanks for the card from the church and the card from Presbyterian women that blessed our holiday season. Your goodness, kindness, generosity is so much appreciated, and we love you for it. If I've forgotten to thank anybody, I'm sorry. It was just whatever you did to make this season wonderful. Thank you, thank you. And then there's this marvelous announcement here. I love this. BJ and Carol are going to clean the kitchen. Ah, yeah. Now, this second part is the best. Anyone not doing anything tomorrow, got it? If you're not doing anything, of course you're doing something. So make it Tuesday. Whatever you're going to do tomorrow, if you can, make it Tuesday. Anyone not doing anything tomorrow, come join us at 10 a.m. This is one of the jobs in the church. It's kind of a thankless job. Nobody will come up and say, oh, thank you for a clean kitchen. But we thank you in advance for that. And if you could join Carol and BJ tomorrow at 10 o'clock, that would be lovely. I think that's all of the announcements I can think of to share. And thank you again for your kindness, goodness, and wonderful way. So let us call one another to worship on this first Sunday of Christmastide. Let's stand together. By the way, before I do that, I knew there was one other thing. We'll be going through lessons and carols, scriptures and carols. You'll notice that for three of them, you will stand. For the rest, you will remain seated. These carols, hymns, will not be announced. So when the organ begins to introduce, just stand, and then we will we will join together. But no introduction to the hymns. Seated, standing. All right, let's call one another to worship. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord and bless God's name. Declare God's glory among the nations, God's marvelous works among all the peoples.
For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised.
Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice.
Let the sea roar, and all that fills it.
The world and those
who live in it.
Let the whole creation sing for joy at the presence of God who is coming.
God is coming indeed to judge us.
You may be seated for the reading of the first lesson as we proceed without other announcements through the morning.
The first lesson allows us to peek in to the Garden of Eden, where all is not well. From the book of Genesis, chapter 3, starting at verse 8. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman, you put her here with me. She gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." A reading of the word.
The second lesson is Genesis 22, 15 through 18. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me."
Thank you.
The third lesson is Isaiah 9, 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. And then Isaiah 9, 6 to 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
The fourth lesson today is from Isaiah 11, 1 through 4, and 6 through 9. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together. The lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Joyful hearts, we bring our gifts.
Oh God, you have filled our hearts with songs of joy at the Christmas story told once again this year. Now make us givers, lovers, and those who share life and hope with one another, that the whole world will be full of your glory and goodness. Amen.
The fifth lesson is taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 35 and 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of a greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Thank you. Verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census would be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
The seventh lesson is Luke 2, 9 through 16. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven. On earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
The next lesson is taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who is born King of the Jews? We saw his star and it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod heard this, and he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for this child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
John, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
And now may our hearts be one as we unite in prayer together. Gracious God, as a star in the heavens rose and drew people from great distances to Bethlehem, draw us, your people, that we might be your witnessing and faithful church, and the people you call us to be. As you gave Mary your Holy Spirit, filling her with the delight of your presence, fill us with your Spirit and renew our lives. As Gentiles stream to Jesus' light and kings to the brightness of his rising, draw our nation and all in authority to his brightness. As angels sang glorious to you and proclaimed peace on earth and goodwill among all peoples, bring us your peace and bring an end to terror and strife. As shepherds were drawn away from their flocks by night, draw those who do not yet know you to the knowledge of love and love of your heart. as Jesus was born in a manger, a place where animals feed, because there is no room for them in the inn. Be especially present with those who have nowhere to lay their head, those who are vulnerable, those who are poor, those who are hungry. As Joseph and Mary and Jesus had to flee to Egypt because of hatred and oppression, bless all families. Bless all families of the world who are fleeing oppression, who are traveling day to day, seeking grace and help and welcome. We pray for those who are sick and unwell among us, this congregation, and beyond it, our friends, loved ones, who need your touch and blessing and healing. Sustain and renew those who look to you this day. For the men and women who are serving in the armed forces and who were not home for Christmas because of being far away, strengthen and renew them and bless them in their loneliness and separation, and bring them all home. O Lord our God, may the light and hope of this Christmastide and of the message of your Son's incarnation reassure our hearts that you are among us, that you hear our prayers, and that you will be with us always, even to the end of this age. We bring you this prayer and every prayer in the name of Jesus the Christ, who taught followers to say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We do rise now for our closing hymn, number 136, Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Sure.
God has given us a voice to share good news, the message of peace, hope, and love. That's the Christmas gift. Now you share it, take it into your house, your home, your place of work, into the streets, to your neighbors. May the whole world know and hear the blessings of this gift. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the power of the Holy Spirit be with you this day and every day, world without end. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.